You're listening to the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
Here we go. It is episode 18 of the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. Proud to be your host. I am Walker from Georgia's own Walker and Charlie, along with TV expert, fan, enthusiast, the Moose, Rick Hammond. Do you have a bracket prepared for the NCAA tournament?
Oh, man. You know, I'm just not even going to play dumb on this one. I know so much about basketball, let me tell you. I know that it is March, and there is a lot of basketball on my TV before I put my DVR to work, but that's about all I know. Are the Bulldogs in it?
No, the Bulldogs aren't in it.
No, I got nothing.
Yeah. The reason you don't watch a lot of basketball is because you're watching a lot of primetime TV, and that's why we have you here. So you keep doing that.
If I watched a lot of basketball, we'd be doing a different podcast.
Yeah. It would be way less interesting. This is us. The season finale was on Tuesday night. As always, there are spoilers here, so if you haven't seen the season finale yet, put your fingers in your ears. But Tuesday, we were hoping to find out what happened to Jack.
Spoiler alert, nothing happened.
That is the ultimate question for this show, is how does Jack die? And everyone was convinced, even you said it last week, that Jack was going to die on Tuesday night's episode. He did not, and people were kind of upset about it. I saw this on Facebook Wednesday, like, this is us, what a big disappointment, you let us down, how could you not tell us? My thought process is, why are we in such a hurry to get rid of Jack? I like Jack.
I don't think it's to get rid of Jack. I think it's the unanswered question. I mean, I guess we all really started thinking we were going to get the answer. And not necessarily that we want him to leave the show, because, again, it's flashbacks. He doesn't have to. We went all the way back to before he met her. I don't think it's a matter of him leaving or wanting to get rid of him. We do want to know. I definitely am curious. But, again, that's been the whole arc of the show for 3 months now, is how he dies.
Yeah, and I understand that people are curious, but I said last week, hey, you know, I'm okay with not getting the answer for another half season, or maybe the finale of season two, maybe we find out what's going on there. And I'm kind of glad that it didn't end in some fiery car crash, you know, where he's down 14 beers and drives to Cleveland and ends up in a wreck on the interstate. I'm kind of glad Jack doesn't go out that way.
Yeah, I think I said something to that effect, that with that character being liked as much as he is, I'm not sure I want to see him go out in such a negative way. But again, that doesn't mean he won't go out exactly like you just said. But
well, it seemed like from the last scene of the episode that he's going to clean up his act. He realizes that he can't go on drinking like that and hold on to his marriage. He agreed to leave and go stay with Miguel for a little while, but you could tell that his intention was to fix things with Rebecca. How long is it going to take to fix things with Rebecca?
Again, I'm wondering. The daughter said she was responsible for his death, so she told him to go to Cleveland. So maybe the wheels are still in motion. Maybe it's still going to have something to do with this same turn. Maybe it's the season premiere of season two that we find out. Maybe mm-hmm. he leaves to go to Miguel's and something happens and she feels responsible for the whole course of events. Who knows?
I probably
haven't even written it yet.
Are we at this point now where every time he walks out the door, we're going to go, oh, this is it. Like,
right.
I'm going to the grocery store. I'll be right back. No, you won't.
It could be, but that doesn't sound like any fun.
That's the problem with a show where they tell you what happens in season one, episode one, and then you spend the next 2 years trying to figure out how it happened.
Right.
Still, I thought this was a really good episode. I don't know why people were down on this season finale. I think just for that reason, because we didn't get the answer to the question. But I thought the episode was good. It showed, like you said, how they met, how they fell in love, why their relationship is strong. I will say that I thought the whole robbery scheme was maybe a little too far. Like, he was going to hold up the bar, really? He was that bad off?
That whole thing was supposed to represent the good guy that he always was. I mean, we've heard that from the beginning. He's such a good guy. He's a great guy. He's the best dad. He's the best husband. Wonderful man. It was supposed to drive home the point that she really did save his life.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, it was supposed to, and I couldn't tell if he had decided not to do it and was leaving when he saw her, or if he was headed around the bar to do it when he saw her.
I think he was headed around the bar to do it. I think he was that close to disaster.
Right.
And like said, she saved him, unbeknownst to her. And I liked his line about how he was looking for a break. He just wanted a break, and then she was the break.
I think the fact that you didn't really buy it actually kind of proves the point. You know, he didn't buy it either. It wasn't him. It never was. So I think that was part of it. It was far-fetched.
And one more question about that before we move on. What about his buddy in the phone booth? He just left him out there.
He's on a date now. The guy's still standing in the booth. Yeah, I wondered about that, too.
Hey, you call the bar and distract him while I rob the guy. Well, he's calling. The bartender answers, and Jack's out hanging out with some girl.
Flirting with the singer.
That's all I could think was what happened to the poor dude in the phone booth. The Walking Dead this past weekend. Also, I thought, a pretty solid episode. We get more of Morgan's story, and at least once a season we have to have a Morgan episode. But this time Morgan seems to have flipped a switch. He has gone from Mr. Calm, nice guy, I'm not going to hurt anybody, to choking out Richard in the middle of a parking lot. What happened to Morgan?
Yeah, that I think you could do a whole episode on, because I really think that was, you know, in an odd way. I mean, to see the whole thing play out, again, if you didn't see this episode, nothing I'm saying is going to make sense. But to watch it all play out where Richard got exactly what he wanted, I mean, Morgan killed him like he thought he was going to die to prove a point. I'm not sure Morgan has become this insane killing machine. I think he just went with the plan in a weird take a left turn sort of way.
So you think
he
Morgan
him exactly what he wanted? He buried him exactly where he wanted to be buried. The wheels are now in motion against Negan, just like Richard wanted.
That's an interesting take. So you think Morgan figured out Richard's plan? Well, he figured it out, and then Richard spilled the beans. So he just kind of carried out his plan the way it was designed.
Richard's plan with Carol never made any sense, because that was going to bring Negan to them full force. And that wasn't going to help. If they're going to join the fight, they need to join it Rick's way, and when the Saviors don't expect it. But the Carol plan had them attacking the kingdom, and that didn't seem to be a good plan. But this one, the way he proves, you know, he gives Richard as a sacrifice, which again is kind of what Richard was asking to be.
Yeah.
Kind of proves we're not going to fight you, and now while you think that, we can plan to fight you.
That's interesting. I saw it in a completely different way. I saw Morgan losing control. You saw him having these flashbacks, and we're still not really sure what happened to him a few seasons ago, where, you know, he was by himself in that apartment, the whole clear thing. Never made a whole lot of sense to me, but you saw him flashing back to those days, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's got blood on his hands again, and I just assumed that he had enough.
And yes, I think that's part of it too, but it just seemed a little more calculated than that, because he had a speech ready, and he told the kingdom, this is our proof that we're compliant, but then he goes to Ezekiel and says, all right, it's time to load up. It's time to ride.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting because it seemed well played at the end.
We assume that the kingdom is now on board with the fight since they lost Richard and Benjamin this week, which were probably their two best fighters, so that's not good.
No.
But at least Ezekiel is now interested in the fight, and you know, we've got our Trash Can Mountain people. It's only a matter of time now, but we're running out of episodes. There's only three episodes left in this season. Are we even going to get to a fight?
I don't think so, and that's what we talked about early on in this whole thing. I don't think we can. I mean, what do we do next year? Again, I think they have to, and I think I've heard they plan to milk the Negan thing as much as they can. Because again, where do you go from Negan? I mean, who's the next bad guy? I mean,
I'd have to read the comics. I didn't get that far in the comic.
Right. I mean, Negan has been painted as the worst you can possibly have to deal with.
Well, and he's lived up to it now.
Right.
New episode of The Walking Dead coming up on Sunday night. Last week's SNL was Scarlett Johansson, which I'm sure you recorded and watched over and over and over and over again.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
ScarJo still in your top five?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't actually see the episode. It's on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet. So scale of 1 to insanely funny, where was it?
A couple of skits. That was one I really liked. The opening was pretty funny. Last week, I was a little behind on that one, too, with Octavia Spencer. I thought that one was pretty funny. It had some silly, stupid skits, but sometimes those are my favorite.
There you go. And in just a couple of weeks now, we're going to get back one of my other favorite shows. Been really looking forward to this. Better Call Saul is back in early April. We're at season 3. Are you caught up on Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah. Very excited about that one. I watched that one right from the beginning.
You were a big Breaking Bad fan, as I was.
Yes. And Bob Odenkirk is one of my favorite comedy writers from way back. Breaking Bad, in theory, he didn't fit on that show at all, but became one of my favorite characters for sure.
Oh, as far as Breaking Bad characters, I mean, Jesse was always my favorite, but Saul Goodman was number 2 for sure. That's what I always try to explain to my wife, because Mrs. Walker would say, like, oh, I can't stand Walter. Like, why do you watch the show? I'm like, Walter's not the reason I watch the show. There's so many other reasons. Gus Fring was probably the main reason I watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you've seen the commercials.
For Better Call Saul?
Yeah, where it's basically a commercial for his restaurant.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, and the cool thing that they did at the South by Southwest Festival, they actually opened up a real Los Pollos Hermanos in Austin.
Nice.
You know, just for the festivities there, but, you know, something you could go in and tour and see and take pictures. I was kind of bummed I didn't get to go because I love it.
That would be fun, yeah.
What else you got?
Oh, let's see. You got Bates Motel is back, and I think I talked a little bit about how they decided to do a fifth and final season, so I expected it to get very dark very fast.
Oh, yeah.
So far has completely delivered on that. Going down the rabbit hole quite a bit now. We're getting a couple of characters from the movie. We're starting to see, you know, the Norman Bates we all know from the movie. They've got a couple of loose ends that I'm not really too sure about. Some characters from the movie that I'm not sure how they could be tying in at this point, but it's very good, very dark.
I've always been interested in the show. I don't know why I didn't start up at the beginning, and it's one of those where once you get so far behind, you feel like you'll never get caught up. But what are we, 5 seasons in?
Yeah, this is the 5th season now.
I got a long weekend coming up. Maybe I could binge watch some of it, see what my wife thinks about that. There's 3 episodes left in this season of The Walking Dead, so we'll get one Sunday night and we'll get into it next week. What do you have planned for St. Patrick's Day? Or I guess I should say this, St. Patrick's Day, what's your favorite Irish beer? I've always been a Schmidt's guy, but I do appreciate a good Guinness.
But it's a good Guinness, yeah. There's so many different ones now. In the old days, I guess I would have said Harp.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, man. Well, go enjoy a couple of Harps, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Later.